The information provided to you on Crossroads of Health by its hosts or sponsors is for educational and personal alternatives. Statements have not been established by the Food and Drug Administration. They are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect, with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melanie Martirana. And now it's time for Crossroads of Health.
Hello, and welcome to another fun and exciting episode of Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. Always real, always unscripted, and we're so glad that you've joined us this week. I am your host, Rick Simpson.
And I'm your co-host, Melody Martirana.
And every week we come up with different subject matter that we want to share with all of you. This week we've chosen to talk about liver health and cleansing the bowels, kind of your eliminatory organs and some of those organs that help you just keep healthy in that neck of the woods. So it's a very interesting show. Bowel health is very important to me personally because I was a chronically constipated child. It has been said that constipation is the number one health problem in the United States today. Don't know if that's factually true, but we know that a lot of people do struggle with not eliminating regularly. So if you stay tuned with us, we're going to share all kinds of great information with you about those things. But before we do all of that, Mel needs to remind all of you how you can stay connected to us.
Well, our main hub is cohradio.com. That's cohradio.com, short for Crossroads of Health Radio.com. If you are one of our longtime listeners, you may have already had us saved as Crossroads of Health Radio. That will still get you to the same place. From there, you can actually link over to emeraldlabs.com, which is our company website. And that's purely informational. It's just got all of the details, all the supplement facts, more expansive information on all of these great additive-free doctor-formulated products that we produce here in Southern California. And there's also a way to link over to supplements.one. Now, we sell all of these formulas that we talk about weekly on this show in health food stores nationwide, including Sprouts and Vitamin Shoppe, Mom and Pops nationwide here in Southern California. We're in Mother's, you know, we're in stores all over the U.S. And you can actually look up stores in your area on emeraldlabs.com. But the one thing you won't find is one single store that sells everything that we make. And that's where our affiliate supplements.one, that's supplements.one, comes in, because we want to make sure that no matter where you are, that you can actually access every single formula that we make. And there's over 100. So that's quite a few. So that's our main hub, though. Again, cohradio.com.
And since Melody mentioned the number of formulas that we have, I want to let all of you know that we are actively in the midst of kind of creating a new program for constantly creating new products based on what the needs are out there. We sort of, I think we kind of stalled out for a couple of years with the rebranding of Emerald and everything else that we did. But now we will continually have a list of about the next 10 or 12 products that we'll be coming up with. I think we already have a list. There's, I don't know, 8 or 10 on there. And we will be developing probably 4 to 6 new products every year. We have our next 3 coming up, which we'll give you a little teaser. Where it's a kind of an estrogen detox formula, because a lot of people struggle with strange estrogens in their meats and the insecticides, pesticides. We're doing a testosterone health formula. Then Dr. Stengler, actually, last spring at our trade show, a guy came by our trade show booth. Mark Stengler was there, and he has European extracts. And Mark said, "Oh, well, let me talk to you." And so after he left, I said, "Well, Dr. Stengler, does he have anything interesting?" He says he has one raw material that's very interesting. It has some great human clinical data. And since 1/3 of Americans out there suffer from acid reflux, he said this is a tremendous product for acid reflux. So those are all things you can be looking forward to. It'll probably be a number of months before we come out with those, but that's just by way of teaser. And we've got a lot of really cool stuff in the pipeline for all of you. So be looking out for that stuff. Now, before we get into the show, we're going to digress for a minute. My girls, if they were listening, they would laugh at that. And you guys, someday you're going to laugh like my daughters do. Oh, he always says, "I'm going to digress for a minute." So, but I think Melody and I are both sort of human interest people, just observing people and seeing funny things they do. My wife and I were at Costco the other day. And so we're leaving, and right, just a couple cars over, I'm looking at this car. Maybe it's a Toyota Camry or something. And I'm looking, there's this guy, and there's this Costco guy helping him. He has a 75-inch Sony television. The box is bigger than the hood of his car. And I'm looking, and I just, you know, you could stand there and you go, there's no way that thing is going there. I'm thinking, you know, what could be going through his mind? Well, we could take it out of the box. But, you know, those TVs, they make the boxes where there's not a lot of slough in there. There's no way you're getting a 75-inch TV in your Toyota Camry. We are going to
send me that picture.
Yeah, I'm going to send Melody that picture. We're going to upload that on social media. So if you're interested, you can check it out. I tell you, I told my wife, I said, hold on, hon. I said, now don't drive out this way and go around. And I rolled down my window. She goes, will you hurry up and take your picture? Because she's embarrassed. I'm like, just slow down, slow down. I go, okay, I got it. Now you can leave. You know, I can hear his wife like, well, we said we were just going to get the 50-inch. And he goes, no, they got a 75-inch. It'll fit fine. You know, and then he gets the car and go, oh, gee. And then you can put it on the roof. And my QA director goes, so you're going to put a $3,000 television on the top of the roof of your car? It's like, okay, so I don't know what happened with that. I got is a picture. I have no idea. The TV could be laying in the middle of the street somewhere. Who knows?
So you said a $3,000 TV on the roof of a car. So the story that I have to share with you, this is one that Danny, our sales director, and I were laughing about this earlier this week. There is a woman who she purchased an inflatable pool. She took it to her friend's house and had them help her inflate it. And then to hold it onto the roof of her car, she had her teenage and her young daughter, like I think her younger daughter was, I can't remember how old she was, like 6 or 7 or something, get into the pool.
On the roof of the car.
On the roof of the car and act as the paperweights to hold the pool down. So needless to say, she got pulled over and she also got arrested because it's, you know, child endangerment. I don't know how much that pool costs, but those kids are definitely worth more than $3,000 TV. Sometimes you just wonder, like, what are they thinking?
They're just not thinking.
Thought she was being the fun mom, like, oh, I'll drive 5 miles an hour or what, maybe, you know, but oh my goodness, you know, just those crazy stories you hear about and you go, that can't possibly be true. That's got to be a made up story, but no, it's not.
But anyway, so we don't recommend no 75 inch TVs for in Toyota Camrys and no inflated pools with your children to hold it down on the roof of the car. All right. Well, we're going to move right into our talking points. This week, I have a talking point on anxiety. Dr. Singer wrote an interesting piece on this. So a lot of people struggle with anxiety out there. So I thought it was worth talking about it. So anxiety is a very common psychiatric disorder. Many people with anxiety experience physical symptoms that range from mild to severe. The three classifications of anxiety include anxiety disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder. Gosh, I think I might have that a little. Anyway, and other related disorders, and trauma and stress or related disorders. The most common anxiety disorder is social phobia, where one fears being in certain social situations. That's definitely not me. Anxiety becomes a troublesome response when it is inappropriate to the circumstances we encounter or interferes with normal daily activities. When a meeting or a deadline or a family problem sets us on edge, our bodies signal danger. But physical action is rarely appropriate. Instead, we endure the unpleasant sensation of a rapid heartbeat and tensed muscles, often while having to smile at the opponent who sits across the desk or at the dinner table. We are all able to handle occasional bouts of unrelated anxiety, but if the anxiety doesn't go away or if it recurs frequently, it can lead to serious health problems. People who are exposed to prolonged anxiety, those who are going through a divorce, for example, or are subject to intense pressures at work, often suffer from high blood pressure, insomnia, digestive problems, skin disorders, mood swings, depression, and many other conditions. The effects of anxiety can also make any existing health problems much worse. Sometimes people feel the symptoms of anxiety even when they're not facing a serious challenge or danger. People with anxiety disorders are vulnerable to the same health problems as anyone else with prolonged anxiety. They may also experience extreme states of nervousness and worry called panic attacks. During a panic attack, the heart pounds and breathing becomes rapid or difficult. Sufferers may break into a cold sweat, experiencing tingling in the extremities or feel dizzy and weak. Although panic attacks rarely last long, they can take anywhere from a few seconds to half an hour. They are quite frightening. People may feel certain they are having a heart attack or a stroke, or may simply feel overwhelmed by intense terror. Wow, that's really serious. So there are three main classes of
anxiety's no joke.
For sure. So there are three main classes of medications used to treat anxiety. They include antidepressants such as, I'm not going to use this the chemical name. It's way too confusing. I mean, it's the fluoxetine. So Prozac, Zoloft, Lexapro, Paxil, Celexa, Effexor, and another, those are for the antidepressant category. Then another common category are the benzodiazepine such categories, such as Klonopin, Ativan, Xanax, and Buspar. Lastly, there are beta blockers, which are commonly used to treat cardiovascular conditions such as high blood pressure, but are also used to reduce anxiety. A common one is Inderal. Of course, all these medications have potential side effects that range from headaches, dizziness, poor memory, and insomnia to weakness. These drugs are not supposed to be taken on a long-term basis. However, a lot of people do. So if you suffer from prolonged anxiety, whether as a result of anxiety disorder or from a major unresolved source of tension, you can take certain steps to ease your symptoms. And we'll talk about that a little bit more here. Just things that you can do. Now, if you know some of the secondary symptoms of anxiety, blood pressure, obviously we have a blood pressure health formula. So instead of taking a blood pressure med, oftentimes with meds, they give you one med and then they go, oh, now you're having this secondary effect. Oh, we'll give you another med to deal with that. Oh, now we give you another med to deal with that. And pretty soon, you know, you're on four or five meds and all of them have very serious side effects. So in Dr. Singer's book, we don't carry some of these products, but I just mention them because they can be helpful. GABA, which GABA, 250 to 500 milligrams three times daily on an empty stomach, calms the brain for most users. So that, but you got to be careful about combining with anti-anxiety medications. 5-HTP, take 100 milligrams three times daily on an empty stomach. That can be helpful, but it can increase serotonin levels. So these things should all be taken in conjunction with collaborating with your medical doctor. Then inositol, L-theanine, which is in our sleep health formula, might be helpful. Calcium and magnesium, all these things can be helpful. So anyway, there's just, there's things that you can do. And I guess we're running out of time in segment one, or we're out of time. But anyway, I want to mention just one last thing besides the nutritional things you can do. As a Christian, I just actually, my wife and I are directors at this school at our church. And this year, our, in the coming school year, our verse is Philippians 4, 6, and 7, which says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything with prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, make your requests known to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. I just give you that by way of encouragement. That's my wife and I. That is one of our prescriptions. But of course, that's up to you. But I share that because I think I would be remiss as a Christian if I did not. So with that, we are out of time for segment one. So please stay tuned and we'll be right back for segment two of Crossroads of Health.
Every day, millions of people move into middle age and beyond, and many experience age-related changes, with memory issues being the most noticeable. It may start with something small like forgetting an appointment or why you walked into a room, but can lead to a much bigger issue down the road. Emerald Labs Memory Health is doctor-formulated and contains the breakthrough memory booster Cognizin, clinically proven to help reduce cognitive inhibition. Mariva turmeric can also be found in this powerful formula, along with a number of targeted whole food antioxidants known to support brain health. Emerald Labs Memory Health also contains methylated B12, which is important since research indicates that 25% of American seniors are deficient in B12, a known factor of cognitive decline. To learn more about Memory Health by Emerald Labs, visit supplements.one. That's supplements.one. You can also find Memory Health by Emerald Labs at Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, and other health stores nationwide. Supplements.one. That's supplements.one.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melody Martirana.
Hello, and welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. I'm your host, Rick Simpson, here with your co-host, Melody Martirana. And this week, we're talking about liver health and also bowel health, two issues that are very near and dear to my own heart. So stay tuned, and we'll get more into that. But before we do, we need to finish up with our talking points. And if you are just tuning in with us, we want to remind all of you, you can check out archived radio shows and this radio show, if you didn't get all of it, on cohradio.com, cohradio.com. You can get all the shows there. You can connect to our internet partner affiliate where you can purchase the products we talk about on the show That's supplements.one. And then you can also connect to Emerald Labs, where we have a lot of good information about all the Emerald Labs products that we manufacture here in Southern California. And also on social media, check us out at COH Radio on Instagram and facebook.com/COH Radio for Emerald, at Emerald I'm Free, or Facebook and then /Emerald I'm Free. I brought in a lot of new people that are doing a great job with making some really neat social media. So please follow us, check us out. We try and put good, helpful information for you up there. And like I said, this week we're going to post those funny picture of the guy at Costco. So we try and make it interesting and funny at the same time. But anyway, one thing from my talking point, I was talking about anxiety and some of the meds that people take, and it's a laundry list of meds potentially that they can take. So I want to mention one other study that was recently published, and it talks about drugs also, specifically anticholinergic drugs. The interesting thing is that people that take anticholinergic drugs, they have been correlated directly to dementia. So again, when you're taking drugs, these drugs have a laundry list of side effects, all of them do. And you want to be very judicious in your usage of drugs because it might be tied to dementia, could be tied to other things. They actually even showed that Benadryl, some of the over-the-counter things, those can have some anticholinergic effects. So all of these things, you really want to do your homework before you start engaging and taking these items because they can have serious side effects. So anyway, I just want to mention that. And I know Melody's got a really interesting talking point. I think she had something else she wanted to mention before the talking point.
Well, you know, I kind of want to tell a really, really, really personal story. So for those of you who have been long-term listeners, I really don't have a problem telling people in my personal life that I didn't always have the easiest childhood. Now, things can always be worse. I've always, you know, I had a hard time with certain things growing up and didn't always have the best family environment, but God put really good people in my life. Now, as I got older, you know, these people who were really important to me, my great aunt and uncle and my grandmother, they had taken the roles on as being like parents to me. So when I was 25 and 26 years old, all of them passed away within a year of each other. And I had been basically kind of like a primary family caretaker for my grandmother, and she died of cancer. That really took a toll on me emotionally. I was also not in a healthy marriage at the time. And so I was going from, you know, running to hematology appointments, oncologist appointments, blood transfusions, then trying to go down to San Diego when I lived in Orange County to look after, you know, and check in on and spend time with my great aunt and uncle, who had been like mom and dad to me, and just back and forth, and then coming home to a really unhappy home. And at the time, you know, there was just a lot of issues. And so I really fell into having pretty high anxiety at the time and depression. And I was going to counseling because I do believe in counseling. And then I'm a Christian. I believe in the power of prayer, but I was just kind of really hitting the very end of what I could sort of, you know, withstand emotionally. So I went and saw a doctor, and they actually prescribed me Xanax. So I was on Xanax for about 2 weeks, and I didn't feel like it was really doing much. And so I decided one night, I'm not going to do this. I'm just going to take my vitamins and I'm just going to plow through it. I really don't want to be on a medication. And lo and behold, that very night, I woke up multiple times in the middle of the night having severe panic and severe fear, like really totally weird and justified fear. I was having these crazy dreams that felt really real and really created this intense fear inside of me. And I was starting to panic. I was seeing things when I would close my eyes and try to go to sleep. And I'm like, this is way worse than what I was feeling before I started taking the Xanax. And I thought, there's got to be something going on. So I did a little bit of internet research, and I found a whole blog on the side effects from quitting Xanax cold turkey. And people were experiencing similar things to me. It was like this totally unreasonable amount of fear and panic. And I thought, wow, the depression and anxiety that I was feeling, it was pretty justified considering the weight of what I was dealing with. But it wasn't this crazy panic where I thought I was kind of losing my mind. The medication, trying to pull my body off of medication when I'd only even been on it for 2 weeks and it was a fairly low dose, was those side effects were way, way, way worse, significantly worse, and on a whole different level than what I had decided to try and take the medication for. So I went into the doctor, and the doctor said, no, you cannot stop this cold turkey. You have to wean yourself off of it. And, you know, the reason why I share this is because we're all human. And there's a lot of people that seek out medication, and it's not necessarily that there's not a place for it, but I have to tell you that I take adrenal health every single day. I've had some really tough things happen to me throughout my life, but I know that God has carried me through those things. But I also know that God's given me this temple. We're supposed to take care of it. And so nutritionally, I do the things that I need to do to keep my body feeling happy, well, and balanced. And adrenal health is something that I definitely need because my adrenal glands can get shot very easily. And I can be prone to feeling more anxious or more depressed and things like that if I am not taking the vitamins I need to take and getting enough sleep and doing the things that I need to do for my body. But I just thought it would be important to share that story because I know that I am definitely not the only American out there who's ever considered or had to take something to help them get through a difficult time. And so I just want you all to know out there that you're, of course, not the only one, but there are other options. And it's really good if you can talk to a naturopath or if you can seek out a nutritional support program before you go on to a medication that really does have some scary side effects and that can be potentially harmful if you are on it long term or just for various other reasons.
And so those are some sort of practical things. You know, adrenal health could be something. That's something that Melody takes, I take, my wife takes, my daughters take. Almost every patient comes in Dr. Stenger's clinic, takes adrenal health. 2 capsules in the morning with breakfast or first meal of the day. Then our sleep health, if you're having a hard time sleeping tonight because it has the L-theanine in it. And then the couple products that I mentioned, the GABA or the 5-HTP, those are all things you could try before going down the drug route. And just to be clear, in no way are we advocating never taking prescription meds. It's just you need, I always tell people, I would exhaust every other possibility before I go down the drug road.
Exactly.
And I would make sure I do all my homework. As Melody said, a lot of these drugs leach certain nutrients out of the body, so you need to replenish those nutrients. There's a whole mental process if you're going to go down the drug route that you should go through. So,
and a lot of allopathic physicians tend to throw these at people like it's the first response. Here, take this. And you really have to be your own best advocate. You do. I mean, we do this show to help people and to help provide you with good information so that you're able to make good nutritional choices. But remember that when you're working with a doctor, that doctor is working with you and for you. And if they're not partnering with you to find out the best options for you, you know, strongly consider getting in with an integrative or a naturopathic physician like Dr. Stengler. If you go to naturopathic.org, if you're not in the San Diego area where you can see him, naturopathic.org will help you find naturopaths in your local area. Every single person that is in my personal life who has struggled with anxiety, depression, whatever it may be, if it's conditional or if it's long-term, because it's just how their brain is wired, their brain chemistry may not be wired a certain way where other people may not struggle with those things, I recommend adrenal health for every single person. I know for me personally, like I said, I'm not a depressed person. I'm not an anxious person by nature, but I can be more prone to it because my adrenals have been put through an awful lot in these 39 years I've been on this planet. So I know that I have to take care of them. I have to baby them.
So thank you for joining us for segment 2 of Crossroads of Health. Hopefully that was encouraging and helpful at the same time. It's always nice. Melody and I are both pretty open book about certain things. And, you know, we want to be careful, but it's really nice that she can share that information. And we all want to try and encourage you, and we'd like to be encouraged too. So anyway, we'll be right back for segment 3 of Crossroads of Health.
Did you know that the liver is one of our body's most vital organs? In fact, the liver performs over 500 functions within the body. It makes blood proteins, clotting proteins, lipoproteins, and 80% of our cholesterol. It filters blood, makes bile, makes and breaks down hormones, regulates blood sugar, and changes harmful toxins into substances that can be safely eliminated from the body. Keeping the liver functioning at optimal levels should be on the top of our health priority checklist. Emerald Labs Liver Health contains therapeutic dosages of branded synergistic nutrients that have been shown to help support all major pathways of liver detoxification. Liver Health by Emerald Labs is purity tested in a cGMP certified facility and is 100% additive and gluten-free. Learn more about Emerald Labs Liver Health formula by visiting www.supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Also available at fine health food stores nationwide. Visit www.supplements.one to receive a special listener discount off the lines offered at supplements.one. Also, tune in each week to save an additional discount by entering the weekly code Rick and Melody Share on the highlighted products of the week.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. Always real, always unscripted. I am your co-host, Melody Martirana, and I'm here with your host, Rick Simpson. If you have missed any part of the show, I strongly encourage you to go to cohradio.com when this is over. Check out the archive show. Catch the beginning of this. We are talking today about ways we can better support the liver. But I have to tell you, the whole top of the show actually ended up being some really good information on natural therapies for anxiety disorder. So go catch the top of the show on the archives there. Now, if you are just tuning in again, you can always catch our archives from previous shows there. There's lots of good information there. Or you can go to our emeraldlabs.com website, and that has all of the details on all of the formulas that we make, all these additive-free formulas that Dr. Stengler formulates here for us. And you can also get to our web affiliate, supplements.one. Now, supplements.one sells our products every day for 10% off of standard MSRP. But this week, we are going to be giving you an additional discount when you use the code ZAP, Z-A-P. Now, you're going to have to stay tuned for the rest of the show to know what the discount will be and which products it will be on. But we've got some really good information during the rest of the show on ways that you can naturally support your overall liver health.
And also, I wanted to mention, since we ended up sort of talking about segment two is all about anxiety and even part of segment one, the adrenal health is so important. Melody and I were discussing over the break. We are going to add adrenal health to the discounted items this week, just because it's such a big issue and anxiety is such a big issue. Keep in mind, the show is about your liver and your elimination with through the small and large intestine. But we ended up, part of it's about anxiety. So we'll be doing our adrenal and then our liver health and our Super Cleanse product. With that, we want to jump right into the products. So we want to talk about liver health. Your liver is so important. You know, just obviously people that drink. My dad was an alcoholic and that was a huge issue for him. And I wish we would have this product back then. But just your liver in general, if you're on meds, as we talked about, every single med has liver toxicity as a side effect because it's not a natural substance. So they want to patent it. You can't patent natural substances. So they have to make what are known as chemical analogs. And of course, you have liver toxicity because your liver has to detoxify that. And then just the assaults that we take in our body every day, your liver detoxifying all those environmental assaults and food assaults and different things that are coming at us in different ways. So liver health is so important. And I personally have sort of a tie to this product because a couple years back, I had an elevated liver enzyme and Mark Singer said, uh-oh, what's going on? Well, it turned out I was taking too much alpha lipoic acid. Now, keep in mind, that was over 2,000 milligrams. I'm sort of obsessive compulsive. And Mark said, no, that's too much. You need to, you know, maybe 500,000 milligrams. So that's actually what was causing it. But my daughter currently has an elevated liver enzyme. We don't know why. So she's taking liver health. So it's really important to support your liver. But one of the things in this formula that I personally want to talk about, and then Melody's going to pick up the rest, is the milk thistle extract. Most people out there know that are involved in nutritional medicine know about milk thistle. What they don't know is that milk thistle is an 80% silymarin extract, typically comes from China. And what they don't know is that 80% silymarin, within that silymarin, there are six isomers that are supposed to be found according to the European extraction methodologies. That is silybinin A, silybinin B, isosilybinin A, isosilybinin B, silycristin, and silydianin. And a lot of the Chinese extracts, they don't even test for these six isomers. Those six isomers seem to be present in the ratio that the Europeans have outlined in order to be able to tout the European research, which is where almost all the research comes from. You have to have those six isomers in the right ratio to hope to get the right result. So this milk thistle extract that we use is from Europe. It costs 3 to 4 times more than standard milk thistle extract. We use it. Why? Because it is effective and it is what is used in the original research. And it is in a dosage that is actually quite high in relation to what are known as the German commissionee monographs. A therapeutic dosing of milk thistle is 175 milligrams or more. We put 250 milligrams of milk thistle extract per serving, which is 3 capsules in this product. Very, very important. But then we have all these other materials in there that help to also support the liver, which Melody's going to talk about.
Well, there's several things in here that are actually very helpful. I'm going to focus primarily on one, but I do want to touch on the others. We do have Mareva turmeric root extract in here. Now, Mareva is phenomenal for anything where, you know, inflammatory factors play a role. And in particular, with supporting a healthy liver, that is absolutely the case. Mareva is something that we have actually as a semi-standalone. I'm going to call it a semi-standalone because we include in it OptiMSM and Pureway C as well in that formula, just as sort of synergistic ingredients. But we do offer Mareva as a standalone. Now, the thing that makes it so special is that turmeric in general is something that people take to address inflammatory factors. There's all sorts of great immune support properties to it as well. The problem is that standard turmeric, if it is not combined somehow with a fat to protect it, then it largely gets destroyed in the gut. So the absorption factor can be very low on standard turmeric. Now, what Mareva has done that is absolutely unique to any turmeric curcuminoid product on the market is the technology that they call it is embedded in a lipid matrix. They have a specialized technology. And the way that they've produced this, they have clinicals that prove that it is 29 times better absorbed than standard turmeric curcuminoids. That is incredible because that is actually clinically proven to be the best absorbed product currently on the market. So we include that in the liver health. I believe we also include it in, well, I know for a fact we include it in the joint health and in the UC2, but it is also as a standalone. So any formula where inflammatory factors are a key thing that you need to address, we include that Mareva. It's a very specialized ingredient.
And I just have to interject one thing here. There's been some buzz out there about the terminology called liposomal. And I just want to talk about this just for a minute. That term has been used for years in biochemistry, and the reason companies are starting to use it is because they want to tout our absorption is so much better than the others, and that's really what the buzz is all about, is take this product and you get better absorption. And you really need to go back to the science. You know, Mareva, the company that sells this product, Indina, they're an Italian company, they don't play those word games. That's why they want to be accurate. So embedded in a lipid matrix. But, you know, if you're really just looking at things, you'd say all these people that are touting liposomal, largely that I've looked at least, this is a far superior product for absorption. And you could probably use the term liposomal, but Indina doesn't want to use that term. But I just want to say, these people that do this, these become marketing terms, and it creates confusion in the marketplace. So what we want to do is we want to be accurate in what we're saying. And the vendors we work with, they want to be accurate, which is why Indina does not use the term liposomal. They say, no, the actual term is embedded in a lipid matrix. So, but at the end of the day, what you need beyond that, you need to have the human clinical data that proves out that this product is actually 29 times more effectively uptaken in the bloodstream. So you know that it crosses the gut wall. You know that it's actually utilized in the body more effectively than really any other curcumin product out there. So that's really the issue. So just don't be confused in the marketplace. People do this a lot, and we just want to be factual. So
well, and you know, the thing is too, is that not all clinical data is as viable. You know, if you really look at those clinical studies, sometimes they are very small pools of people. The controls may not be in place as well as they should be. So not all clinical studies are equal either. These are really viable human clinical studies. So, you know, just there's a whole lot of factors here, and we really try and do our homework to help you when you're making decisions. But there's a lot of good information out there. Mareva is just very well studied.
So one other thing I want to just tell you regarding Melody talking about studies, there's another company, they're a mainstream curcuminoid company, and they sell their product and say, this is the best out there. And years ago I asked Indina, I said, can you just tell me about these studies? And he said, look, we've looked at all these studies. He goes, their flagship study that they talk about that they've been touting for years, it talks about free curcumin in the bloodstream. And he said, that study, the term he used is dubious. It means there is no free curcumin in the bloodstream because it has to go through the gut wall and it has to have a phospholipid present with it in order to be in the bloodstream. So there is zero free curcumin in the bloodstream because biochemically it doesn't even work. So the study is, you know, I don't know where the study came from, but it's not, it's factually untrue. But this is what people have been buying into for years. So, you know, that's why we're here, is to help you sort of work through those things. But with Mark Singer's help, with my research and discussions with the raw material vendors, we make sure you get raw materials that are going to work for you. And that's the key.
Absolutely. Now this, okay, so this product, you know, there's certain products that I kind of call the kitchen sink products. Liver Health is kind of one of those too, because we're kind of throwing the whole book at you. You're getting all of these great powerhouse nutrients in here to really help support your overall liver health and function. N-acetylcysteine and taurine, those two ingredients are both very liver protective, but I want to kind of focus on artichoke extract. I got to tell you, artichokes are one of my favorite foods, but this particular extract is standardized to 5% Cinnarin. Now, these standardizations also become really important because you can find sometimes that there are extracts of varying degrees of quality and efficacy out there, you know. So looking for certain things, in particular with artichoke, that 5% Cinnarin is very important. Now, artichoke in general, this right here, we have it in a clinical dose of 250 milligrams to provide excellent biliary system support. It has antioxidant benefits, liver protective benefits, bile enhancing, lipid lowering benefits, and it actually really helps to promote bile flow. Now, I want to focus a little bit on bile in just a quick little snippet. And in fact, I think I'll wait until after we come back from the break, because we've done it again. We've talked through this so fast. So we'll go to a break, and when we come back, I'm going to give you a quick rundown on bile.
All right, we'll be right back.
You probably don't think about your adrenal glands often, but they play an incredibly important role in your health nonetheless. Many people need adrenal support, as our adrenals are constantly challenged through many factors, primarily stress, poor diet, caffeine consumption, and lack of exercise. The adrenal glands are responsible for regulating stress response in the body by producing the hormones associated with metabolism, balance, energy levels, memory, circulation, blood pressure, sex drive, and immunity. Adrenal Health by Emerald Labs is a raw, whole food-based formula with prebiotics, enzymes, and probiotics. Therapeutic doses of a synergistic blend of the activated forms of B vitamins and botanical extracts that have been helpful to support energy levels, promote mental clarity, and to help offer superior adrenal gland support. To learn more about Adrenal Health by Emerald Labs, visit supplements.one. That's supplements.one. Emerald Adrenal Health can also be found at finer health stores nationwide. Emerald, the additive-free company.
And now, back to Crossroads of Health with your hosts, Rick Simpson and Melody Martirana.
Welcome back to Crossroads of Health, where common sense and good science intersect. I'm your host, Rick Simpson, here with your co-host, Melody Martirana. And this week, we are talking about your liver and your large and small intestine, good elimination. And for those of you that are just tuning in, we did do a section in our talking point on anxiety. And so that was really neat, sort of a meaty section. And Mel talked about some personal stuff. So if you want to check that out, you can always go to cohradio.com. You can get archive shows there. You can get the beginning of this show. And also, we want to remind all of you that you can connect to supplements.one through cohradio.com, or you can go directly supplements.one. You can buy all of our products every day at 10% below MSRP. And then we give codes each week on our radio show. This week, we are offering 45% additional. So it's a total of 55% off, which is below wholesale on Adrenal Health, both 60 and 120 size, on Liver Health, and then on our Super Cleanse, which we still need to talk about. So check that out. Our code this week is ZAP, Z-A-P. But if you want to hear why we're using that code, kind of a funny story, I think it's very funny, you have to wait till the end of this segment. So anyway, but Melody, want to share a little bit more about the Liver Health, and we want to jump right into Super Cleanse.
Well, I just want to talk a little bit about bile production because it's one of the most important functions of the liver. So I want to kind of explain a little bit about what bile is for those of you who may not be as familiar with why it's so important. So bile is an extremely important digestive substance. It's produced by the liver and it's stored in the gallbladder. The liver manufactures about a quart a day of bile to meet digestive requirements. It gets excreted into the small intestine And in the small intestine, it actually emulsifies fats and fat-soluble vitamins and helps improve your body's ability to absorb them. Now, if there's any interference with healthy bile flow, you can have some immediately noticeable digestive disorders, including bloating. Now, it's also essential. Good bile flow is essential for detoxification, and that's one of the major, major roles of the liver. And the liver is constantly getting bombarded with toxic chemicals from the environment. Like Rick was saying earlier, the food we eat, the water we drink, the air we breathe. It's like we have all of these assaults coming at our poor liver. So bile serves as a carrier for these toxic substances, and it delivers them into the intestine for further elimination from the body, which will carry us into the next product, which we're going to talk about in a minute. So it's also a major route for excretion of excess cholesterol. It also promotes intestinal peristalsis, which helps to prevent constipation. And when the excretion of bile is inhibited, like if you have a gallstone or a gallbladder disease, toxins and cholesterols can stay in the liver longer, and that can have some damaging effects. So there's also some other reasons why bile flow might be inhibited in the liver, and that could be alcohol ingestion, people who suffer from viral hepatitis, and also consumption of certain chemicals and drugs. So, you know, again, the liver has a really important job to do, so it deserves to be cared for, and liver health is just a phenomenal formula for helping to do that.
And let me say, there are many people out there that have already gone through gallbladder removal surgery, and your gallbladder is, you know, your storage compartment for the bile. So it's not that you won't get any bile in the large intestine, but if you don't have the storage space for it, it's very limited the amount, because it's just as the liver secretes it, it can make it in a large intestine. So having your gallbladder removed is not a good option, because then you lose much of your ability when you eat any kind of fat. And, you know, that includes, like Mel said, vitamin A, vitamin D, vitamin E, vitamin K, fish oil. Those things become more difficult to absorb. So that's not a good thing. So you want to take care of your liver and your gallbladder. So anyway, this is a good formula to do that. Anyway, with that, we want to jump into Super Cleanse. We're going to have to move quickly through this. Super Cleanse is a product that is near and dear to my heart. I was a chronically constipated child. I take this product. I take Super Cleanse generally in the morning and at night. It is not a habit-forming formula. A lot of people know that you can take certain health food bowel products that are habit-forming. They have a lot of Cascara Sagrada. They have a lot of Senna, a lot of herbs to go with them. But the big drivers are the Cascara and the Senna. We don't use those because they can be habit-forming. And so what we want to do is augment your fiber intake and with quality fibers, and then also stimulate peristaltic action and the body's ability to be able to eliminate properly. So the Triphala in this is a big key. Mark Stengler was the one that encouraged us to use this. This is an Indian Ayurvedic herbal blend of Terminalia chibula, or Harataki, Terminalia
Balarica,
or Bohita, and Bohita, that's a different common name for it. And then Emblica officinalis, or Amla. This has been clinically proven to promote healthy elimination. This is where Mark Stengler, I remember he sent us a human clinical study on this, and it was really encouraging, where, you know, you've got human clinical data, you go, wow, we want to have the Triphala. So then we also have soluble and insoluble fiber. We have the psyllium as the insoluble fiber, very effective. I've taken it for decades and it works so well. And then glucomannan, or konjac root, which is the soluble fiber. Those are big keys in this formula. One of the things you want to be sure is that you drink enough water when you take these capsules, because both glucomannan and psyllium absorb quite a bit, multiples their times in weight in water. And so if you don't drink enough water, you can actually dry out the large intestine, and then that can actually create more constipation. So just make sure you have enough fluid, and then that keeps that fluid in large intestine and helps you eliminate well. There are some other things in this formula that Mel needs to talk about, and then we need to get right to our getting to know you.
Yes. So there's actually non-dairy based probiotics in here. There's B. bifidus in here and acidophilus. These are really important because a lot of people do a lot of cleansing and they're not making sure that they're repopulating those important probiotics that provide that good gut bacteria that helps support the immune system, digestion, all of that good stuff. And then there's also European milk thistle. And Rick talked about European milk thistle with the liver health, but that's also something that's really important for helping the body to detoxify. So, you know, again, You want to consume your food and then you want to eliminate your waste. That is how the body is designed to work.
Yes.
And if you're not eliminating properly, a lot of people can really suffer from a lot of discomfort. And, you know, the body can just really start feeling pretty funky if you're not getting rid of all of the junk. So the trash man needs to come and pick up the trash from the curb. That's how it needs to work.
And there are a lot of cleanse formulas out there, but keep in mind, a lot of companies, the easy road, they just load it up with cascara or senna and you go, oh, I'm eliminating, great. But that is not good for you. This formula is different. It is one of the really best formulas out there because of Mark Stengler.
Yeah, you're eliminating the things you should, and you're also repopulating with good things to help support. So it's a phenomenal formula. But the code ZAP, Z-A-P, will save you an additional 45% off of the already 10% discounted pricing when you shop at our web affiliate, supplements.one, and purchase Liver Health, Super Cleanse, or Adrenal Health, which comes in two sizes, on our web affiliate. So just use the coupon code ZAP at checkout for that extra savings. Now, Rick, why did we choose ZAP? What was your story that was related?
Well, it sounds sort of electrical in nature, and it's surprising.
Electrifying.
Yes. It's surprising that I'm even able to put two sentences together after you hear this story. But when my brother and I were young, we had this cabin in Mammoth that my dad had built. It was beautiful. And we used to spend the whole summer up there. We had no TV. We would just fish all the time, go hiking. It was wonderful. But my dad had this nice workshop in the basement. Very nice workshop. I remember it had this electrical outlet right by the door. You go in there, flick the light on. There was. And back then they had metal coat hangers. So my brother and I, we got this brilliant idea. We thought, oh, we can open, you know, stretch out the whole coat hanger. So it's like a long wire. And we thought, we'll just stick this in the light socket. We knew what was going to happen. We were like, this will be kind of fun.
Oh, boy.
So we're kind of like, oh, wow, that was fun. Here, you do it next. Okay. Oh, yeah, no. Oh, I'll do it again. And so, yeah, so we got a real charge out of sticking the metal coat hanger in the light socket. And I know you people are like, what an idiot. But somehow I'm still able to put two sentences together. But if you ever notice that I just don't seem to do it really well, it's probably some residual effects from that. So anyway.
You guys were Frankensteining yourself. That's
yes,
lovely.
Totally.
Summertime, you know, you're sitting outside on the patio. And fortunately, you know, that's when flies kind of tend to come around a little bit more if you've got food out. And so some friends of mine had one of those fly zapper, electrified fly zapper rackets. And, you know, they're hanging out, they're having a couple of drinks, and they just decide, and this is, mind you, like 10 years ago, okay, so I was in my 20s, and they were all in their 20s, and they just decided, hey, I bet you won't stick your tongue on this thing. And so they're out there like a bunch of doofuses just sitting there like zapping their tongues on the electrical fly racket. So anyways, ZAP is the code for this week. So the code ZAP will save you an additional 45% off of the Liver Health, the Super Cleanse, and the Adrenal Health on supplements.one. That's supplements.one.
Yes, we're so glad you tuned in with us. So please join us again next week for another exciting episode of Crossroads of Health.